Well, we've been talking a lot this season for good reason. Actually, we've been talking a lot for decades about Yeshiva University basketball, but this season in particular, and everybody out there knows why. And we have a couple of special guests with us live via telephone. We're going to speak with Akiva Poppers, who, of course, leads Max Live, and will tell us all about Thursday night's big game. And he has a special guest that he's going to introduce to this audience coming up right here at JM in the AM. But first, how about a song that you're probably going to hear a lot of on Thursday night, whether you're tuned into Max Live or whether you're there at the Max Stern Athletic Center? Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Roll, Max, roll. Tell those fellows from Wesleyan, roll, Max, roll. Boy, would it have been nice to get my voice back before this interview. Akiva Poppers, president of Max Live. Welcome back to JM in the AM.
Thank you, Nachum. How are you doing?
Doing great. Well, I'm not doing the game Thursday night. You don't have to worry about me not having a voice for you guys. But which, by the way, brings me to one of the big questions of this big game on Thursday night. Has Max Live decided which play-by-play and color combination is going to be heard around the world for this big game?
The decision has been made. The play-by-play decision was made about 4 months ago. That's been booked for a while. The color decision a little more recently.
Okay.
Play-by-play will be a very familiar name will be play-by-play. Yehoshua Siegel.
Nice. Nice choice.
Yes, very good choice. And on color, we'll have Zach Tuckman.
Okay, very good. So Yehoshua and Zach will take care of the game Thursday night. Makes the Siegel family very proud, to say the least. And anybody associated with YU basketball very proud, because it's amazing how these incredible Max Live teams describe the action. It seems that media outlets around the world are picking up their calls. Before we get to our special guest, Akiva, let's just go through some of the things that people need to know. If they want to attend the game on Thursday night, it seems that the COVID protocols that we've gotten used to at the Max Stern Athletic Center are basically going to be the same COVID protocols that are going to be used this Thursday night. 70% capacity, you must wear a mask, you got to be vaccinated, nobody under 12 admitted. Is it basically the same as we've been experiencing all season?
That's in terms of protocols, yes, although I've been told that the mask wearing will actually be enforced this time. Obviously, I don't know if that will happen, but the cases on campus are on the rise, so I would assume that there will be more of an effort to actually enforce that this time.
All right, I hear that. I guess we have to be thankful that this game is being played at all with the way things are going around the country, right?
Yeah, especially in the city.
Now, what's the latest? Yeah, I saw that. The numbers in the city are insane. And what's the latest in terms of the level of confidence up in Washington Heights? In a minute, we may hear about a level of confidence coming from the Midwest. But Akiva, I turn to you to tell our listeners around the world just how confident is the 50-game winning streak Yeshiva University Maccabees men's basketball group feeling with the game coming up this Thursday night?
Well, I think the team recognizes that this is just another game in that we have to play as we usually do. There's an expectation that if we do play as we usually do, the Max will come out victorious. And there's also a recognition that if we don't, we will lose. So it's a little different from previous games that we've played this year in that the Max have not had to be at their best in order to win. That changes on Thursday night, but there's still a confidence that if the Max do play at their best, they will win.
All right, and we're certainly hoping so. Akiva Poppers, please introduce our special guest. Give us a little background as to why, in fact, this gentleman is a special guest on the almost eve of this big game against number 4, Illinois Wesleyan.
Well, it's a rarity that Yeshiva plays a team of both the historical background and the quality of a team like Illinois Wesleyan, and also to play a team from so far out. I mean, we've played some high-caliber teams like Williams, but that's nearby. Illinois Wesleyan obviously is a few more hours away.
Right.
So the guest is someone who actually put this game together. The game would not have happened without this person. And he put it together via social media, connecting the Illinois Wesleyan and Yeshiva programs together right around COVID times. So during not a great time, he found a way to make something great. And he's also a top 25 voter in the D3 Hoops poll and a big name in D3 circles, and has now become a household name for a diehard Max fan.
That's for sure.
Bob Quillman is
our special guest.
Who I'm talking about.
Bob Quillman, welcome to JM in the AM.
Guys, I am honored to be with you. I'm in the airport in DFW, flying to LaGuardia in about an hour, and I'm so excited. Thank you for having me.
Oh, a pleasure. Is the team in the air yet? Is the team in Illinois? Is the team in New York? What's their status right now?
Yeah, they actually got there 2 days ago. They were supposed to play a game the day before the Yeshiva game on the 29th. They were supposed to play Mount St. Vincent, but when they got to O'Hare Airport, they found out that Mount St. Vincent canceled that game due to COVID concerns.
Wow.
And so the team has been out there really a few more days than they need to be. But usually when Wesleyan takes a holiday trip, they kind of do it this way and let the guys sightsee and that kind of thing. So the Titans have been there practicing at the Max Stern Athletic Center. So they're excited.
Oh, boy, that's amazing. So we almost got them on the second half of a back-to-back. That would have been to our advantage, I guess.
Yeah, we were supposed to play at 1 p.m. Eastern time the day before.
Ooh.
And that would have been a really tough setup because you have to prepare for Mount St. Vincent. And
right.
Then how do you split the prep? So that was going to be really tricky.
I can imagine. So now, what does Akiva mean, Bob, when he says that you put this together on social media? It might be a long story, but is there a way for you to sum up how you got this to happen between Illinois Wesleyan and the Yeshiva University Max?
Well, my only role was really just connecting Coach Steinmetz and Coach Rose. I got to know Elliot pretty well on social media and through some things I do with Division III basketball. And I knew that Yeshiva was having trouble getting good teams to play them. And my alma mater and the team that I'm a diehard fan of is one of the top 10 programs in the history of Division III men's basketball. And I thought, what a cool thing if we could get these two programs together. Like, how neat would that be?
Right.
And I encouraged Elliot and Coach Rose to talk, and they did. And a couple days later, they had this game scheduled, and it was really cool.
Unbelievable. And here it is Thursday night. I'm saying this with respect, not to joke around, but if you are, in fact, a voter when it comes to all these polls that we see, and certainly the National Division III poll, I don't know how it works. Are those votes public? Like, can I ask you if you have voted for Yeshiva in the top spot? Would that be an improper question? I mean, I'm just curious.
No, it's a very appropriate question because I choose personally to put my vote, my ballot on Twitter every week. As Akiva knows, I have not had Yeshiva 1. I've had them 2. I've had Randolph Macon number 1. And the only reason I haven't had Yeshiva 1 is the strength of schedule is so low. It's rated as number 396 out of 417. It's about as low as it gets. And I've just been waiting for this game and the Williams game because it's hard to compare Yeshiva to like Randolph-Macon, Oshkosh, Platteville, WashU, Illinois Wesleyan, just due to the lack of quality opponents so far. Yeshiva's played some good teams, but no great teams.
Right.
And so I've had Randolph-Macon number 1 because I feel like being 8-1 versus their schedule should have them up there.
All right, and we'll get some predictions or some analysis from both of you in just a minute. But first, Bob, I'm curious, and I mean this seriously again. I would assume the team is relatively unfamiliar with what it means to be of a yeshiva background with a small y. You know, like our way of life, the things they will see up on campus. I was joking with you on Twitter about some of the terms you need to know, whether we're Spilkas or Ive or Nachas, Yeshep Nachas, if your team is winning by a lot. And obviously we're joking around, but I would guess the team is relatively unfamiliar with our heritage and tradition, or am I wrong?
That would be a very true statement. I will say this, though, that the guys have done a lot of homework in the last few months just to better understand Yeshiva and the lifestyle and everything about it. I've joked around on Twitter a lot, all the things I've had to learn in interacting with the Yeshiva fans. And it's been really cool. I mean, look, I'm an Irish Catholic guy from the south side of Chicago. And in the last year, in interacting with all of you guys, like, I've had to learn so much stuff that I'm embarrassed to say. I had no idea how it worked. And our team is in the same spot, but they're working awfully hard. They have a lot of respect for this whole situation, and they've been working hard to understand and learn.
Wow, very cool. Akiva, I'm assuming you'll see Bob either later today or tomorrow?
Yes, the plan is to give Bob a campus tour after he lands in New York.
Now, why has Golan gotten all the press when there's so many other eateries around Washington Heights that are worthwhile?
Well, there's a big debate brewing on Twitter as to whether Golan or Burgers and Grill is better. And I think Bob's going to have to try both of them and let us know which one's better.
Yeah, he'll let us know which one he's voting number one and which one he's voting number two, huh?
Exactly.
Okay, we're looking forward to that. Akiva, I've studied Wesleyan for now, you know, for 2 hours this morning. I know you've studied them a lot more. You would say to the Yeshiva University Maccabees, if you're going to beat Illinois Wesleyan, you must pay careful attention to what or who, which player, which system, what about what they do, better we be aware of if we're going to beat Illinois Wesleyan.
Well, when it comes to discipline in the country, Illinois Wesleyan is about as good as you'll get on both ends of the floor. I think it'd be more concerning, actually, on the defensive side of the floor. The Max, I'll speak to both ends because it does apply to both ends. On the offensive side of the ball, Illinois Wesleyan does a great job at rotating. And so Yeshiva's going to have to be crisp in their passes. They can't be late. They can't be slow. And then also when the Macs are on defense as well, if Yeshiva fails to execute on any small thing, Illinois Wesleyan will make them pay.
Wow.
And so ultimately, I do believe the game will likely come down to if the Macs can be disciplined, as Illinois Wesleyan is.
So we always admire how focused and how much our team concentrates out there on the court. They've got to bring it to an even higher level to get this done.
Yes, I think that's an accurate statement.
Bob, what's the coaching staff, in your opinion, saying to the Illinois Wesleyan team? You better be aware of who or what, or you better pay careful attention to what about the YU system in order to get this done.
Yeah, surprisingly, I don't think it's as much about the who. You know, you've got the best player in the country, obviously, in Ryan Terrell. You have another All-American in Gabe Leifer, and Ofek Reef, by the way, is fantastic, as are all the guys. But I think it's more about guarding the offense, that five-man motion offense. You can't go and pay a lot of attention doubling Ryan Terrell or Gabe Leifer in the high post. You just have to play fundamental, straight-up man-to-man, which I think Illinois Wesleyan is the best man-to-man defensive team in Division III from all the games I've watched. I think you have to just adhere to your defensive man-to-man principles. And Ryan Terrell, sure, he's going to get 30 points, whatever. But if you make it hard on him and you make it hard on everyone else and you rebound well, I think that's the key to victory.
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you. Easier said than done, huh?
Very much so. You know, when you look at the problems your offense poses. But on the other side, this will be the biggest, strongest, most physical team that you guys have played during this winning streak. Will also be the only ranked team you've played in this winning streak. And we've played three top 10 teams already this season. So
wow.
I think there is a possibility that the Macs could be a little bit caught off guard because you haven't been in games like this. Now, I could be wrong about that, but that's a factor as well. Is game in, game out, we're the more battle-tested team as far as this level.
Yeah, no question about that. Akiva, what do you say about that? I mean, look, Coach Steinmetz is very, very good at keeping players focused, you know, one game at a time, ignoring all the hype, as difficult as it might be to ignore when you're a Jewish basketball team, you know, who's ranked number one in the country, and that's really unusual, and it's very difficult sometimes to ignore that hype. But with all that in mind, is it possible to prepare this team for a challenge that they, you know, that they've never had before this season?
I think the team recognizes that Illinois Wesleyan is the best team that they've faced. Although, obviously, the Macs have played some good teams and have been challenged. I mean, St. Joseph's, Connecticut, who is currently ranked, I believe, number 7 in the country, the Macs beat twice last year. And Rochester was obviously a tough matchup, and WPI in the tournament. So there have been some difficult matchups for the Macs in the past. There's obviously recognition that Illinois Wesleyan is, we're talking about one of the top four teams in the country here. It's tough to really grasp how difficult it can be from a player perspective to stay focused when you're playing weaker competition day in and day out.
Right.
And there really is no way to know how the Macs will adjust to now having to play a team of such a high caliber as Illinois Wesleyan. Obviously, from a player perspective, the players believe they're ready to do so. From a basketball perspective, as long as you stay true to yourself, then you should be fine. But there's been no seeing as to what it would actually look like. We'll obviously have to wait until Thursday night to see what it looks like when the Macs play a team of this high caliber.
Yeah, I hear that. Have you told Akiva? Have you told Bob that he shouldn't be fooled by what he sees on the internet, and that in fact the Max Stern Athletic Center is one of the largest and most vast basketball arenas in the country?
Well, yes, we see 10,000 fans, and
Bob,
it'll be cozy.
Bob, do your players realize that they're going to be about a foot away from the majority of the fans?
You know, the great thing is in Division III, when you go on the road, you know, and we're lucky to have one of the crown jewel arenas of Division III, the Shirk Center. It holds 3,000 people. Behind Calvin and Hope, it's probably, you know, the third best. But when we go on the road in Division III, look, most gyms look like the Max Stern, to be honest. So I don't think that'll be a shock. And it's good the guys get to practice there 3 days, because you kind of get used to the shooting background and how cozy it is. I think everyone's excited to be there.
Yeah, no question about it. I'll tell you, I don't have to tell you this because you've been part of the hype. We've been talking about this for months, and everybody has had December 30th circled on the calendar for God knows how long. So we're very much anticipating what's going to be happening Thursday night up at the Max Stern Athletic Center. It sounds like your team is ready. It sounds like they're, I don't know why I'm assuming this, but the way you spoke about it earlier, it sounds like they're enjoying their stay in New York. Are they having a good time?
Yeah, they got to go to Rucker Park yesterday.
Wow.
And, you know, the site of so many famous basketball players of all time coming through there. They're going to see the Statue of Liberty. They're not able to do all of the New York things
that
they want to do. You know, like they wanted to go to the Ground Zero Museum, and because it's mostly indoor, they can't do that. But they're making the best of it. And I'll say this, guys, is let's credit both universities, Yeshiva University and Illinois Wesleyan University, for allowing this to continue, because it would have been real easy in New York City for you guys to call us a few days ago and say this game is off, or for us to say we're not letting our guys get on that plane to New York.
Right.
Both universities committed to their student athletes, and the fact that we're going to get to play this game, hats off to both schools.
Yeah, 100%. We were hoping and praying, and so far so good, and it should stay that way for the next 48 hours. The big game is Thursday night. Everybody out there around the world, and literally around the world, does Illinois Wesleyan have alumni around the world who tune into their games, or is that a yeshiva uniqueness?
It's probably a yeshiva uniqueness. Now, you know, we do have some people that have moved overseas and things like that, but look, if you look at our roster, most of the kids on our roster are from Illinois or Missouri or, you know, Wisconsin, Indiana. And most of the people that graduate from Illinois Wesleyan end up living in the Midwest somewhere. I happen to live in Dallas. But we're a much more regional institution than the Macs are.
Yeah. This is an international sensation. And I know you get it. And it's amazing to watch. I remember way too often, and my boys and I always talk about it, how we would sit in the Max Stern Athletic Center. And we had our pick of which section we wanted to sit in, and we had the entire section to ourselves for years and years. And now all of a sudden it's the hottest ticket in town, and if you're not sitting in that seat an hour before the game, especially for a game like Thursday night, you will likely get shut out of the arena. And we never thought we'd get to this point, and it's pretty amazing, frankly. Akiva, I assume you would advise that, right? There's no charge for tickets Thursday night, but if you want to get in, you better be there about an hour before game time.
That's probably an accurate statement. I don't know if it's going to be an hour before game time or an hour 30 before game time or 40 minutes before game time, but it's not going to be 5 minutes before game time.
Yeah, that's for sure. And be prepared to sit there and just watch all the pregame action because you don't want to lose that seat, that's for sure. For those of you, like likely myself and others who are not going to be able to actually be inside the arena, Yehoshua Siegel has the play-by-play this coming Thursday night, and it's happening starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Max Live. Now, Akiva, what's the big news is that a television network is picking up the broadcast. How's that working?
Yeah, that's right. The Max Live broadcast is being simulcast on Jewish Life TV, so they're basically taking our broadcast and putting it on their TV network. It's still the Max Live broadcast.
Right.
It's just a simulcast.
And I'll tell you something. You guys, you know, I'm joking with Bob about the size of the arena. You guys, when the arena is full, and it's been full a lot of times this season, your team has to contend with trying to, you know, do sideline reports, trying to, you know, talk above the crowd, which you get very loud, and they're sitting right next to the play-by-play and color commentator. I mean, it's not as easy as it looks, and I think your team deserves a lot. And the camera work, you know how many times players, I mean, I'm sure you know this, you know how many times players have taken out a camera when they're trying to get a loose ball that's going out of bounds?
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes, especially one of our cameras is positioned such that if a fan in the front row jumps or stands, he's blocking that camera.
Unbelievable.
So things might get a little, you might see some heads following, crossing the screen while you're watching.
Could get a little dicey, but it's all a tremendous effort by Max Live. MaxLive.com, Thursday night. I don't know if I said tomorrow night. It's Thursday night, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Akiva Poppers, I thank you. Bob Quillman, welcome to New York. I know you haven't landed yet, but welcome to New York. Amazing to speak to a fellow booster from another Division III school. And what can I say other than may the best team win? I'm sure that both teams are going to give an incredible effort, and we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
I agree. I appreciate you guys having me on. And look, this is what Division III is all about. This wouldn't happen in Division I, where you could kind of get a game going through some Twitter banter and where you could have this much interaction between the fans. This is a YD3 moment, and it's not lost on our team and our coaches and our fans that this is different. These are two different worlds coming together around Division III basketball, and it's going to be really cool, guys. It'll be a great game.
Really will. Bob, I thank you. Happy holidays to you. Happy New Year. And if I make it up to the arena Thursday, I'll make sure to come over and say hi.
Thanks. And Akiva, I'll see you in a few hours for that campus tour, bud. So I'll see you.
Sounds like a plan.
Oh, Akiva, right. Akiva, thanks, you better be at the top of your game. You better be at the top of your game. Make sure to plant all the impressive students around campus to meet Bob as you tour the campus. And to show them all the sights and sounds of Yeshiva University. My thanks to Akiva Poppers, who leads Max Live, MacSlive. Thursday night, 8 p.m., they'll have the call for the big game against Illinois Wesleyan. My thanks to Bob Quillman, who it seems has become a close friend of so many people in our community, both personally and through social media, ever since this effort was started to match up these two amazing teams. Keep making us proud, Max, and Illinois Wesleyan, keep making your school, your fans, and Division III proud as well. More coming up. You're listening to a Tuesday morning edition of JM in the AM.